to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. That's what we have in store for you for this January 16th, 2013 edition.
Tonight,
Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines.
In response to Obama using the memory of deceased school children to push his gun-grabbing agenda, citizens file for articles of impeachment against the president, and Alex Jones leads the charge. Meanwhile, prominent law enforcement officials put the Obama administration on notice that they will not enforce unconstitutional gun confiscation. All that and more, up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Top story, headline, InfoWars analysis of Obama's war on guns. I'm sure by now many of you have already seen this treacherous speech, and we've just documented a few points right here. Let's take a look. The 23 executive orders issued today by Obama make clear that the vast medical bureaucracy centralized under Obamacare will be used to profile and harass Americans. How you say? Let's take a look. If we scroll down a little bit to Mental Health and Medical Spy 7, these executive orders effectively deputize doctors to spy on patients. How do they spy on patients? I'm glad you asked. We have all this right here. Let's go to order number 14. Directs the CDC to research causes and prevention of gun violence. And I guarantee you they're going to say that prescription drugs have nothing to do with it. I'm not saying prescription drugs are the total cause of it, but it definitely has more than a little to do with it. Let's skip down here to number 17. Orders a letter to healthcare providers reminding them to report threats of violence to law enforcement. So I'm not sure how arbitrary this is going to be if you get mad at your team lost and you say, oh, man, I hate that quarterback. I hate that Kobe beat my team last night. I just want to punch him in the face. Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Jones, let's put you on this list here, on this no gun buy list, because you have threats of violence. Then the article goes on from there. It's a very in-depth article from Aaron Dykes, so definitely check that out. We'll move on to our next topic. Citizens file articles to impeach Obama. Now, this is something that definitely needs to be said. And people say, what has Obama done that's impeachable? Well, let us count the ways. Let's scroll down here. He has aided America's enemies, violating his oath by sending funds to insurgents in Syria who are being commanded by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Oh, is that not enough for you? Let's take a look at another one. He has violated federal law by overseeing a cover-up surrounding Operation Fast and Furious, and he has brazenly undermined the power of Congress by insisting his authority came from the United Nations Security Council. And that's just a few. That's just the beginning of it. The man has done many other things. He's trying to take away your guns. The Second Amendment is very clear. Your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say it can be switched up and this and that. It says shall not be infringed. All right, so great report by Alex Jones, Aaron Dykes, and Paul Joseph Watson. Let's move on to our next story. Second sheriff refuses to enforce gun confiscation. And this is what we need in this country, more guys like this guy. Linn County, Oregon Sheriff Tim Mueller has become the second prominent law enforcement official to put the Obama administration on notice that he will not enforce unconstitutional gun confiscation programs. Mueller wrote, any federal regulation enacted by Congress or by executive order of the president offending the constitutional rights of my citizens shall not be enforced by me or my deputies. Now, hopefully this will be a growing trend of sheriffs who just say, hey, no, not in my town. Get out here, take your feds and go to North Korea, go to Russia, or wherever else. And hopefully we'll have more sheriffs come and speak out on this issue. Next story. NRA ad, Obama is elitist hypocrite. That's all you have to say. Let's just roll the video.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
There you go. Why don't we make the school that his kids go to a gun-free zone. He has 11 armed guards protecting his children. That's not counting Secret Service. But if you want to protect your kids with guns, then there's something wrong with you. How dare you ask your school not be a gun-free zone? So more hypocrites, and it's not just Obama. You saw Bloomberg and Feinstein there as well. So good report from the NRA. We'll move on to our next topic. Aaron Swartz was killed by the government. Father tells mourners. Now, to anybody who would say this is just a grieving father and he's just saying things, let's think about the grieving fathers and parents of things like Sandy Hook, things like Columbine. And I'm not downing those parents at all. My point is they feel that, you know, the deaths of their children happened a certain way, and that was respected and looked into. This guy feels that the government killed his son. I think that needs to be respected and looked into as well. His father said he was killed by the government, and MIT betrayed all of its basic principles. The Progressive Change Campaign Committee said his suicide followed an overzealous prosecution for a crime with no victims by a Justice Department that has yet to prosecute the Wall Street bankers who destroyed our economy and harmed millions of lives. Well said, and my condolences to the Swartz family. And hey, take this guy's death seriously. Aaron Swartz, of course, was from Reddit fame. We'll move on to our next story. Ridiculous as this is, I wish this was a satire piece by Mike Adams. This is a real true story headline. Manhattan Youth Soccer Club bans high fives due to flu epidemic. Not joking. We just thought it would be prudent to have some safety protocols in place for the kids, said Dr. Valerie Parkas, who is not just an infectious disease specialist at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, but also president of the Manhattan Soccer Club. So, I mean, there's nothing extreme about that, I guess. The mainstream's telling you on every channel, after every commercial break, to run out and get a flu shot, and then they go to the commercial, hey, go get your flu shot here. No fear-mongering there, but hey, your kids can't have high fives. So if you knock a kid down and you try to pick him up, is the referee going to throw a flag at him? I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening. It's real, and I wish it wasn't. Now, that's the end of our news segment, but you guys have been waiting. You've been asking. I definitely appreciate you guys being so patient about this. The winners of our last contest, that being the Drone Mob and email spoons, or not email, but mail spoons to Bob Costas. And you guys heard Alex talk about the new 100,000 contest coming up. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's announce our winners. The winner of the Drone Mob contest, without any further ado, is Miss Courtney Driver. So congratulations to you, Courtney. We will be in contact with you. We just have to get some official forms filled out. So, you know, that's coming your way. And be aware of that and be looking out for that. And our letter to Bob Costas, the winner is Mr. Andrew Fisher. So congratulations to you, Andrew. You are the $1,000 winner for that. And same thing with Courtney. We have to have some official forms to send you and have you filled out. And then you can send it back to us and you'll get your check in the mail. Now, we have so many entries for the Bob Costas email spoons. Mail spoons to Bob Costas, that we decided to have some runner-up prizes, and our runner-ups will receive, let me grab it here, the brand new InfoWars Come and Take It t-shirt right there. And you can also get this at InfoWarsShop.com that has the Second Amendment written right inside, and you can see it retails for $19.95. But let's get back to our contest. Runner-up number one is Kat from PA, as she likes to be called. So, Kat, we will be in contact with you. Just send us your home address and your T-shirt size, and we'll get a T-shirt to you in the mail. And our second runner-up, I'm not even sure if this guy really qualifies, John Rappaport, great guy, but I'm not sure. That's why he couldn't win the contest. People say, you're just giving gifts to your friends. So, Mr. Rappaport, just send us your T-shirt size and your home address, and we will get a T-shirt to you in the mail. Now, let's go now to our quote of the day. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. That by C.S. Lewis, the author of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. If you'd like to support our broadcast, definitely check out PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a 15-day free trial, and you can also share this link with your share your password with your family and your friends. You can have up to 10 people on the site at one time. So check out Prison Planet and get a membership today. Now, after we come back from our break, we will be right back with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. He'll be discussing his latest project where he tried to get these anti-gun advocates to put a sign in front of their homes that says gun-free zone. Surprisingly, nobody wanted to take it. And then after that, in our third segment, we will be back with Bob Dacey. People know him. He is a former co-host of the Alex Jones radio show, and we'll be discussing Obama's comments and his executive actions on gun control.
Northwoods,
Gulf of Tonkin,
Gladio,
Kent State,
Ruby Ridge,
Waco,
Oklahoma City,
the World Trade Center,
the Pentagon,
Shanksville,
Hurricane Katrina,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more false flags?
How many more?
How many more government buildings?
How many more innocent people?
How many more?
How many more?
What has been the number one cause of unnatural death in history?
Democide, or death by government, has killed 290 million people on record.
290 million people killed.
Killed.
290 million.
Killed by government.
The government. The number one killer in history is democide.
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 Death by government.
Look it up. Go look it up.
In the 20th century, government murdered four times as many people as were killed in all the international and domestic wars combined.
USSR, 61,911,000 people killed.
Hitler's Germany, nearly 21 million people killed.
Japan's imperialism, nearly 6 million people killed.
Western colonization killed over 50 million people.
Pol Pot's Cambodia, funded by the U.S. government. 2 million people killed.
China's Communist Party, as many as 76 million people killed between 1949 and 1987.
And the list goes on and on.
So now you know the most dangerous thing to you and your family in the world is government.
Because mass murderers agree, gun control works.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming people is democide.
How many people have died because of Fast and Furious?
No more false flags.
Enough.
Enough.
It's enough.
Now is the time.
It's time. It's time to realize that when the government takes your guns, people die.
It's time to realize the biggest threat to you and your family is government.
It's time to recognize government is the greatest killer of all time.
It's time.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
Demand a plan.
Demand a plan right now.
As a free human being.
As an American.
As an American.
As an American citizen.
As a patriot.
For your children.
Demand to know why you and your children are forced into gun-free zones while government officials, celebrities, and their children are protected by armed guards.
Demand they show you the word hunting in the Second Amendment.
Demand to know why the government shipped thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Demand our government stops blowing up federal buildings.
Demand that our troops stop protecting opium fields in Afghanistan and come home.
Demand the government stop this phony drug war.
Demand to know why the Department of Homeland Security bought more than 1.6 billion hollow point bullets with our money.
Demand our government stop poisoning our food supply with genetically modified organisms.
Demand that President Obama stops killing innocent women and children all around the world with his illegal drone attacks.
Demand an end to these unconstitutional wars.
Demand that the TSA stop groping our genitals at the airport.
Demand that the NSA stop illegally spying on all of us all the time.
Demand that toxic fluoride be removed from the water supply.
Demand our politicians uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights as they swore to when they took office.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act like leaders.
It's time for our leaders to read the Constitution.
It's time for our leaders to obey the Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines wouldn't last very long.
Demand an end to citizen disarmament.
Government-sponsored terror.
And democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are sick and tired of our tyrannical government taking away our rights.
Stop stealing our rights.
Our rights.
Our rights.
How many more people does government have to kill?
Enough.
Enough.
Enough already.
Enough.
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 Enough of the people laying down and letting government kill them en masse after disarming them as they've done throughout history over and over again. Enough. Enough to laying down and letting these criminals use us up like slaves.
And welcome back. For our first interview of the night, we have journalist James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.com. He's with us to talk about his latest project where he and others offer gun-free zone signs to people such as Eric Holder. Can't wait to hear about that. He joins us now via Skype. Thanks for joining us, James.
Thanks for having me on the program.
Okay, now the project that interests me most, I've seen some of your other things, such as when you go out and you're offered Eric Holder's voting registration, and you have other projects as well, as we may mention here a little bit later. But for right now, I want to start off by showing this clip of your latest project where you go out and hand out gun-free zone signs, or at least offer them to various members of the press and even Eric Holder. So let's take a look at that clip right now.
We are not afraid.
No guns, no violence.
No guns, no crime.
No guns, no murder.
Guns kill children.
Armed cops, not citizens.
The police will protect us.
Guns make good people do bad things.
Take all guns from everyone
so no one else is harmed.
Anti-gun is pro-America.
We are not afraid.
Join us.
Tell everyone your house is completely unprotected.
Tell them this is a gun-free zone.
Put a sign in your lawn that says, no guns here.
We're not afraid.
We're defenseless. We are not afraid.
Join us.
Join us.
Join us.
Because there's strength in numbers.
A suburban New York City newspaper is in the middle of a big controversy this morning after it put up online the names and addresses of everyone with a gun permit.
We also know which houses don't have guns.
Since these reporters and editors did not consider it a violation of the privacy and safety of others to reveal which homes have guns and which homes don't, we went to see which of them would be willing to put up a sign publicly declaring their homes to be gun-free zones. While we didn't find any members of the media with the strength of their convictions, we did find quite a few guns and some good explanations for why they might be necessary.
It really hoping people will kind of lead by example in the community spot.
And advertise themselves as proudly, this home is proudly gun-free. Mm. Can we put you down for a sign?
In this neighborhood, that nobody likes to put that stuff like that. And they actually published a list of all of the gun owners.
We're just doing the same thing. It's just people that don't.
The opposite.
It's just the opposite. So, I mean,
no,
what's the difference, really?
Anyway. I do believe in it, but I think I'll pass on that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning.
We're with Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
I'm sorry, I can't tell, but good luck.
No.
You don't
care about children?
Is this, but we're just trying to get people to notice and to see these.
Other reasons, I think it is.
Do you have guns?
I agree with you, and I am on your side on this, but I'm just wondering if that's not an invitation to somebody with a gun. You want to sign up?
I don't know. I want to think about it. I agree with you, but I'm not sure about the sign. For the purposes that you said.
Well, but you're concerned that if you say you're gun-free, somebody with a gun's going to come and...
I think, yeah.
I'm going to put signs out. The problem in this town is... you know, somebody driving by around here might think it's a, seriously, might think it's an invitation to come barging in. Well, if it said citizens, if it said citizens against senseless violence, without this home is proudly gun free, I would put the sign up.
Yeah.
One that's on TV?
Yeah.
And so then we can assume that you're not a gun owner yourself and there are no guns there.
What are the chances we could get something like on this door? I notice it's all like a glass door in the front, something that just says, you know, this building probably gun free or something like that.
I'd have to talk to my neighbors. I honestly don't know what they feel in this issue.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, we're Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
We're going around.
This home is probably gun-free. What does that mean?
Well, you're against guns?
Probably. Yes.
You're against guns.
I'm not. Does that answer your question? Yeah, they put us down on that internet, and they put my wife's name by mistake.
Do you believe that?
They're against guns.
You're against guns.
Yeah, so I said I'm not.
Yeah, well, the only problem is we can't put it up. My wife works for the newspaper.
Yeah, did you leave a sign with you and you put it up when the time is right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll take it, you just want to keep it hidden.
For right now,
her
life's been threatened. I moved to Canada because I hated guns. The issue is never going to be guns. The issue is that you got to get them back down to one bullet magazines. He's earned because of the threats.
Against you?
No, my wife.
So,
show it to her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
Okay, I will definitely pass that along to
them. This is our last one.
That's your last, okay.
Unless they absolutely want it.
No, I'm sure they don't. I think they want this all go away. They don't want to publicize it any further than it already is.
Would you like a sign for your front yard?
I definitely do not think so.
Maybe she's putting on a robe or something like that. Here she is.
I'm going to do more being ignored.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Wait, they said that.
You can't record. Okay.
Okay.
It's against the law to record.
Four federal circuit courts of appeal have all agreed that recording police officers in their line of duty in public is fully protected under the First Amendment.
I actually think that the person whose doorbell you rang thought you were coming. I think they actually agree with that, and they thought you were coming from an oppositional.
They
phoned us because their president there is an employee of a company that is undergoing some backlash.
Morning. Is this your home here?
I believe you.
No. We're the Citizens Against Senseless Violence.
This is private property, guys.
This is
private property. We're going to call the police. We're going to call the police.
Private property.
We want to get them off the streets, out of our homes, away from our kids, out of our schools.
I understand. This is private property. You can take that whether you
are. Are you the homeowner here, sir?
Sir, I'm asking you nicely. I don't want to call the police. You're on private property.
This is actually not private property. It's private property. It's not
private property. This one certainly is. This is
it's private, sir.
Sir, 50 by 100 is a lot. That's private property. Unless you pay my taxes.
We're all speaking.
I do pay taxes.
We're all standing here in the public street. We're just trying to...
All right. All right, next house.
Yeah, okay.
a newly formed group called Citizens Against Census Violence, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to get support from folks in the D.C. area to kind of promote the cause, no guns on the street, that kind of thing.
Right. They're not.
You don't know if they're, like, not allowed to have signs or anything like that?
Because there's none in the neighborhood.
They won't, but I don't know about anybody else.
Thank you for the visit, but I'm not going to take on your signs. I appreciate what you're doing, but by the same token, I'm going to pass on the sign, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Ray.
Hi, we're with Citizens Against Senseless Violence. Can we sign you up?
No, thanks.
Yeah, any particular reason? Are you gun owners?
I agree with you. I don't want to sign you up. Thank you very much.
Again, not a single member of the media willing to live up to the strength of their convictions. Now a final parting thought from our good friend Bob Braun at the Star Ledger, which also wants to target law-abiding gun owners.
Well, I was going to get a nasty note from one of my most progressive friends who says, because I wrote a column, I'm a columnist, and I wrote a column against, I for sure, your gun laws, and he said, you're a fool because when the right wing takes over the government, we're going to need guns.
So he's worried the right wing's going to take over and then...
Yeah, and then there'll be guns to fight them back. So then I said to him, but they got the army, you know, they got the army and the navy and the marines and everything else, and he said, well, he said he's going to be a revolutionary too, but, you know.
Okay, James, so we just watched the video. Tell us how that came about and what prompted you to take those actions.
The first thing that we saw was David Gregory in Washington, D.C. on NBC News carry a gun clip on the air, a magazine, and he was not prosecuted for doing that.
I remember that, yeah.
And the second thing that happened is we saw in Westchester County, New York, they printed the names of all these law-abiding gun owners and outed them neglecting their privacy concerns, they outed them as gun owners. So we thought, well, if they're willing to publicize the names of gun owners, what if we went to their homes, the homes of the journalists, the Fourth Estate, and even some politicians, and asked them to post a sign on their property saying, this house is proudly gun-free. And we got just unbelievably just hilarious and hypocritical reactions where people are actually offering justifications for the Second Amendment at their home. They say, I don't want to post that sign because someone might barge into my home.
Right.
One reporter for the Star Ledger says it might be an invitation for someone with a gun.
Yeah, I remember watching that, and I'm looking at these people, these anti-gun advocates. Like you said, some of these people even took part in publishing the addresses of gun owners. But when you go to their homes, like one of the ladies you mentioned, and she says, no, I don't want that in my front yard. Why? Because somebody might break in. Really? Really? That's you right. Think somebody may break into your house if you have a sign advertising that it's a gun-free zone? Who would have thunk it?
That's right. They also have armed guards. They are these individuals, these journalists are oftentimes wealthy or politically connected or powerful enough to be able to get 24/7 armed guards. And the irony is that, you know, one of the individuals, the publisher's husband for this newspaper, pointed to the armed guard and said, you know, we're armed. And then he says in the next sentence, I want to ban guns, get them down to one bullet magazines.
I remember that.
Unbelievable, just visual hypocrisy for the world to see.
And I'm so glad you guys did that because you've done some other projects in the past, but I think this is by far your best that I've seen. This video definitely needs to go viral. Last time I checked, it was, I think 160,000 hits. Just that particular page I was looking at. But it's definitely a great illustration of the people we're dealing with, the great hypocrisy. You know, just like you said, these people have armed guards, and maybe they don't have to carry a gun because they have somebody carry a gun for them. But if you want a gun to arm your family, and lo and behold, it holds more than 10 bullets in the magazine or 8 in the case of New York, then they want you to be arrested. They want you to put on these lists like some type of pedophile.
That's right. And it's also, you know, an issue where you're denying middle class and people who are less fortunate the ability to to defend themselves. Only the rich, only the journalists, only the Fourth Estate, the people above the law, they can protect themselves. And in Westchester County, New York, where coincidentally our office at ProjectVeritas.com is located in Westchester, New York, if you wanted to apply to get a gun in this county, in New York State, you would have to go and interview with a police officer. And the first available interview to get approval from a police officer is in August.
Really?
That's the type of process, is to get a permit to own a gun in New York State. And so you can't even do it legally if you are privileged enough to get the approval. And these people have armed guards 24/7 guarding their properties because they can afford to.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely unconscionable, the type of things that our Fourth Estate is doing. That's what we're trying to expose here.
Exactly. Now, we saw recently in New York, Mayor Cuomo, heavy, heavy gun restrictions. He says he doesn't even want you to have more than, I believe it's 8 bullets, different things such as that. And I believe it was Senator Ball from New York who brought up the example of the lady defending her children. And he said that had she had 9 bullets in her gun instead of, you know, 6 or 7, whatever she had, she would have been a criminal defending herself in her own home.
Yeah, they passed a ban on anything over 7,
mm-hmm.
7 bullets for the magazines. And I assure you that though some of those security guards probably have a few more than 7 bullets in their magazines currently.
Right.
While the husband of the publisher for the Journal News is saying that we should have muskets with 1 bullet, his own armed security guard has, you know, probably a Glock handgun that has 10 bullets. So it's rich with irony. One of our other favorite moments was Touré from MSNBC, we visited him home in Brooklyn, New York, and we asked him to post a sign saying his house was proudly gun-free. Touré had previously demanded that the names of gun owners be published.
Right.
And he demanded that people have a right to know. Then when we asked Touré to publish a sign saying his home was gun-free, there's this hilarious moment where he's stuttering and stumbling and trying to come up with some excuse on why he should not advertise himself as being gun-free.
Exactly. And I remember that particular example. But I think my favorite part in the clip was when you go to the guy's house and you say, I think it was just a private citizen, say, hey, would you like to have this gun-free zone sign in front of your house? He said, man, I'm packing. He lifts up his shirt and he shows you his concealed weapon.
He lifted up his shirt and he said, I'm not against guns. Does that answer your question?
Right.
It's this very funny moment. You have to watch the video and see it because he just lifts up his shirt. And, I guess it's a more sensibly minded person than some of our other journalist friends.
Exactly. Now, we've seen in the media this demonization of Second Amendment, a lot of smoke and mirrors, because you get a lot of these guys, these late night guys, these talk guys, they say, hey, we just want to ban assault weapons. We just want to ban high capacity magazines. And then they follow it up. We have no problem with you defending yourself in your home. They always slide that in there. We just want to get rid of these big, powerful rifles, but you can defend yourself in your home. And then they say, nobody's trying to take your guns. We see Senator Dianne Feinstein, who herself has a concealed weapon. She had the famous clip on 60 Minutes where she says, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, saying she wants to get rid of all guns. This Illinois Senate, who tried twice in a week, I believe once on the Sunday, to ban things as simple as pump-action shotguns. I mean, the hypocrisy of these people is just unfathomable.
What you're getting at is something that really our video is resonating with the grassroots, and yeah, of course it's not resonating with the mainstream media, but it's resonating on Twitter and Facebook and all over America right now. What you're getting at is this notion that guns for me, but not for thee.
Exactly.
That we measure the courage of their convictions and find out that these journalists and these politicians and these powerful people, they apply rules for everyone and they exempt themselves. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
And I would respect them. I would respect if they were willing to put the sign in their lawn and be philosophically consistent. But they're not philosophically consistent. They project this policy and all these things, but they're frauds and cowards because they don't apply it to their own lives. And I think as citizen journalists, we need to do more of this. We need to expose, you know, hypocrisy and blatant corruption amongst our public officials. And that's what the point of the video was.
Exactly. It was a great video. So now if we could talk about another one of your videos, this one is a little older, but I watched this yesterday and I had a good laugh. Cause I'd been familiar with some of your other videos, but this is my first time seeing this particular one. You dressed up as a pimp, I believe it was you, and you go to Project Acorn to get free housing for your prostitute friend.
Yeah. This was actually about 3 years ago. We went around the country and we posed as a pimp and a hooker, and we talked about starting a brothel and getting assistance from, at that point it was taxpayer funded Acorn. President Obama was an attorney for Acorn, and we caught all these Acorn employees on tape telling us how to classify our prostitutes as dependents on our tax forms and get tax credits for child prostitutes and various other corrupt and highly immoral activities. And President Obama voted to defund Acorn after these videos came out and the House and Senate cut funding, and Acorn declared bankruptcy. We visited roughly a dozen offices, and every single office helped us with our faux prostitution scheme except one office. So it was remarkable, the depth of corruption inside these sort of government-funded institutions that usually people don't really care to look into, and we went ahead and did something about it.
Some great journalism there. So let's take a look at one of those videos right now.
I can be the one who, I have documentation, right? So I can be the one basically put up the house for her, and then she can perform tricks in the house.
Yep.
Okay. I can be the one basically put up the house for her, and then she can perform tricks in the house.
Yep.
Okay.
The other thing is, you can buy the home. Mm-hmm. But if you buy a home, you have no knowledge of what's going on in that home. You just not with the landlord.
You have no knowledge.
You have no knowledge
of
what's
going
on. I'm just keeping it real. You're just the landlord.
I'm just the landlord.
Okay, so we saw that video, Project Acorn, and the corruption that goes on in there. You even tell these people straight up, hey, I'm bringing in underage prostitutes from, I believe it was Ecuador, and they said, oh yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, we said we have a shipment from El Salvador of underage prostitutes, and Acorn, federally funded entity which received funding from the federal government, actually gave us advice on how to get around tax laws and skirt the law. And we did it in New York. We did it in Baltimore, California. Every single time we went in there, they tried to help us and give us advice on how to get a brothel,
Yeah, not just that, how not to get caught.
How not to get caught, keep the girls' mouth shut. There's just a treasure trove of quotes from YouTube that you can pull. And it was sort of a reinvention of guerrilla journalism, old-fashioned undercover journalism that 60 Minutes used to do.
Right.
And we've not only that, but our NPR videos have prompted the House of Representatives to issue a vote to defund National Public Radio. Our videos on voter fraud have resulted in Eric Holder being testifying before Congress. We've had multiple congressmen cite our voter fraud videos showing ballots being offered out to multiple people and dead people. But I think this newest video, I think, resonates with a lot of people because people tend to love the work we do that focuses on media corruption and media hypocrisy. And that's what this current video is about.
Exactly. Now, before we start this interview, you were telling me a little bit about your experiences with Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Can you let our audience in on that?
That's actually how I got started doing some of the stuff nationally. I worked with a young woman named Lila Rose at UCLA, and we had the idea of going into these clinics and doing undercover films on what they would say when they're prompted with a question, I'm 13 years old, I want an abortion. And they would often give us advice on how to break the law to, get around statutory rape and things like
that. Oh, my gosh.
So then we said, well, what if we took it a step further? What if we called Planned Parenthood posing as a racist donor whose intention is to abort African-American babies? And we gave the reason. We said, quote, there are too many black children in America, and we want to get rid of them. And we said this to one of the vice presidents, and she actually responded by saying, it's understandable, and she's excited to do this. And it prompted some resignations at Planned Parenthood and a boatload of national media coverage.
Wow. It's the power of the press. Like you said, this guerrilla journalism that's so strong that you do, Luke does up in New York. Just a whole network of people, and we'd like to see more things like that. So what's next for Project Veritas?
We don't reveal the contents of our coming investigations, but there is more on this subject. We will be, on the Second Amendment. There are a lot of issues and hypocrisy issues, corruption issues, fraud issues in the press and elsewhere. And there will be more like what you just saw coming out and hopefully very soon.
Great. Closing comments, James O'Keefe.
Please, if you support us, if you want us to make more of these videos, Project Veritas, that's Veritas.com. You can make a tax-deductible donation to assist with our journalism efforts.
Great, and our audience can see it right there on the screen, Project Veritas, and you can see the gun violence sign on the screen. This house is proudly gun-free. So hopefully you can pass one or two of those out, and we'll see those in some politicians' lawn, some journalists' lawn. Thank you for your time, James O'Keefe.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, that's it for the first interview of the night. After this break, we'll be right back with Bob Dacey. You guys know him. He's been a co-host on the Alex Jones radio show at various times. So we dug deep in the archives. We found this clip of Dacey and Alex Jones back in 2006 where they were talking about a topic that David Knight mentioned last night, the tax per mile. And people say, why is all these new regulations on highways and, Trans-Texas Corridor and all that? This is why. They want to tax you per mile. So let's go to this clip with Dacey and Alex Jones. We'll be right back with Bob Dacey on the other side.
And they're starting with the North American Union, Canada, the United States, Mexico. These giant corridors for telecommunications, cables, trains, 10 lanes of cars. All of this will be an international corridor under international law, and all of our trade will basically be focused through these corridors, and we will be taxed with transponders in our cars to pay for our own destruction. A private interest through our governments are setting up a regional government to then bypass all of our laws. It's all happening right now. It doesn't matter if 97% of Texans and Poles are against all of this, even when they know a small part of the plan. Rick Perry and the rest of them are still going forward with it. Let's break down Agenda 21, regional governments, how they set these up and then move the authority away from the elected bodies to themselves and then pay off Congress and state governments to cede that authority, which is totally unconstitutional. And then let's get into the American Union.
And this is a global project. And the way they fake everybody out is they convince the locals that everything going on is local and they don't connect the dots. And I'm listening to the former head of the WTO, Dr. Supachai Panichpakdi, sit there and just tell everybody, listen, you need to have infrastructure to link the areas, the trade areas, so that everyone can participate. The man, right out of his mouth, he was 20 feet away from me. I had my tape recorder going. So you say, oh, so you need the infrastructure to link the areas of the trade together to make it work. Well, what do you think all this is? That's the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is a subset of the NASCO Corridor, which is a subset of this gigantic NAFTA superhighway that's going to go all the way up to Canada, all the way down to Mexico, and eventually into Central America and into South America. I mean, you read the playbook, it's not hard to see what they're doing.
In fact, they've told the state of Texas when the legislature asked for the documents about giving 8,000 miles, it wasn't going to be 6, now it's 8,000 miles. That's more than the whole country has in toll roads. In Texas, every major road in every major city, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, El Paso. And how are they then going to fund it? They're going to put a transponder in every car and tax you as you drive down the road and track where you go and give you tickets when you speed and arrest you the minute that your insurance is out. I mean, forget the NSA spying on us. This dwarfs that.
But again, they have to do it at a local or state level. And you will recall, and I will recall, that we, I don't know who exactly was it in our community that did it, found a little clause in an insurance bill in the state legislature, was it last year, where they were trying to sneak the requirement for toll tag transponders in everybody's car under the guise of catching people that aren't insured.
And then Jeff Kantoff, one of your TV producers, actually found that, alerted me, and then it said in there, oh, and we're going to use this for the toll roads, which Rick Perry and others have said, don't worry, there won't be toll booths, it's going to be wireless. Well, here it was in the bill, we barely beat that, thanks thank God that Jeff Kantoff, you know, is the type of person that just spent time looking around on the state transportation website about pending legislation.
Yeah, Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor are the people, the two people that produce my local TV show called The Simple Truth, which has been on the air in Austin for 7 years now.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it's been a while, Alex, and of course you're the guy that got me started in all this. Yeah, you messed me up big time, buddy. I was a conservative Republican, clueless, trying to figure out what the heck was going on, and then I ran into you and tried to prove you wrong, and gee, I couldn't.
I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, well, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. Now, this is our second interview for the night, but this is no way less important than our first one. We have Mr. Bob Dacey. He's the former co-host of the Alex Jones radio show. He's also a gun dealer himself. And I'm sure you know, all of our viewers out there, the recent mandates, executive actions that President Obama is taking. And to discuss those, he joins us right now in studio. Welcome, Bob.
Corey, thank you for having me in here. I appreciate coming down.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. Now, The address this morning, Obama had 23 executive actions. He jumped from 19 to 23. And people say some of these actions, I'll read some of these actions to our viewers, launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign. Now, that doesn't sound too bad. You think maybe they bring dad and son out there and they teach them to put gun locks on, things such as that. But they also go on to say they want to maximize efforts to prevent gun violence and persecute gun crime. Now, when they say they want to maximize efforts to prevent gun crime, why would this administration give high-capacity magazines and fully automatic weapons to Mexican drug cartels if they're trying to reduce gun crimes? That's my question.
Well, Jakari, the thing is, You make a mistake if you assume that the federal government is looking out after your best interest in this. It's like going to the guys that run the nut house, and they actually are the nuts. They're right. Running the nut. The nuts are running the nut house, okay? The vampires are in charge of the blood bank here. Therefore, whatever they're doing under the guise of saving the children, you cannot trust. I mean, think of the obscenity of it, that Eric Holder, the guy who has funneled thousands of these guns, semi-automatic military look-alike rifles, into Mexico,
right,
is helping to figure out what to do about this horrible epidemic of gun violence that in this country, which they made up, by the way, because gun crime and violence is way down. But still, can you imagine that? The Attorney General, who has committed multiple thousands of felonies, is helping to figure out what are we going to do about this. That is obscene.
And even Obama himself, you know, he'll get up there and he'll cry for the children of Sandy Hook. He doesn't cry for the people killed in Fast and Furious. He doesn't cry for these people killed in these drone strikes.
Look, he also doesn't cry for all the children that were murdered at Waco. You know, look that up if you'd like. That was mass murder of children by the federal government in Waco.
Definitely.
No question about it. He also doesn't cry for all the children that were in that daycare center in the Oklahoma City building, the Murrah building in Oklahoma City in 1995.
Are we going to ban Ryder trucks now?
If you look into the Oklahoma City bombing, it's a slam dunk. That was an op.
Right.
You know, McVeigh was a patsy. He was involved in it, but he was set up to be the guy to take the fall.
Definitely.
And so there's no question about it. The evidence is overwhelming. So no one's crying for the little children that were in that daycare center, you know. So you cannot trust the federal government. That's the problem. All that stuff you're talking about in terms of trying to make everything safe and all that stuff's coming from United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, UNIDIR. You know, they've got a plan, and they discuss it, a civil society campaign to remove this type of weapons from civilians worldwide. That's old. It's just they're reading off a script. You know, let's throw out a bunch of tear-jerking propaganda and make everybody think it's going to make the children safe. And it's not going to make the children safe.
No.
All you have to do, you know, the appeal to emotion is palpable here. You know, they bring out a bunch of little kids, and he high-fives the kids, and it's all touchy-feely. It doesn't accomplish a bloody thing.
So we just saw that clip right there. He high-fives the kids, big hugs. Even Joe Biden got in on the high-five. And what do you think about that?
I think that Joseph Goebbels would be proud of his son, Barack, Adolf Obama, for that appeal to emotion. I got news for you. When a nutball comes into a room, mm-hmm. armed with whatever he's got, the police are not going to help you. And these proposals for more police, it's not going to help you. The reality is, whether he's carrying a machete or a revolver or a club or whatever.
Knife, as we saw in China.
Anything, whatever he's carrying, the only person that's going to be there in time to help you is you.
Exactly.
And that is not even debatable. That's not even debatable. Now, you know, we keep saying, well, you know, more guns in schools. Oh, my gosh, the evil guns are going to be in the schools. Well, look at what the Israelis do. All those teachers are armed. Nobody messes with them.
Right, and the superintendent of Harold ISD in North Texas, they're packing at that school. I bet those kids and the parents feel very safe.
You know, Israel, whether you like them or not, I know that Israel is a hot topic, right? No matter whether you hate them or you love them, whatever, doesn't matter. If you hate them or you love them, they're surrounded by people who hate them.
Exactly.
You know, and so guess what? Their teachers are armed and they know how to use what they got. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just do the common sense thing and do what works?
Well, that's the argument, Bob. Everybody's saying common sense, common sense. And they have all these no-gun zones and safe school zones. But Obama's kids go to a school with 11 guards. That's not counting Secret Service.
Well,
but the common sense there is to protect those children.
No. You got to understand. Guns and guards only work for elitists. They don't work for regular people. Got it? That's the insanity we live under. You're not good enough to protect yourself. You protecting yourself makes a threat to society. But if the elites have armed guards, then it's okay because they're better than you. Got it?
Right.
You just get used to the fact. I'm looking at this thing y'all just handed me directly from the White House. Now is the time, the president's plan to protect our children and our communities by reducing gun violence. This is a White House publication. And right here, the president's plan includes banning military-style assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. You know what that says? He wants to ban the purpose of the Second Amendment.
Right.
You know, the anti-Second Amendment crowd, the anti-Bill of Rights crowd, they say, oh, you know, we need to protect the shooters and the sportsmen, mm-hmm. and all that. But we like the Second Amendment because of shooting Bambi and clay pigeons.
Exactly.
That's what the Founding Fathers meant. Don't you know it? The Founding Fathers.
That's duck hunting and all that.
After fighting the war against the biggest, meanest empire on the planet back in the day, they sat together and said, okay, what are we going to do? Well, we want to make sure the government doesn't come kick our butt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed to keep tyranny from their own government from doing what they just been through. And so the
right.
Founding Fathers sat around in this environment and said, you know, we need to protect a sporting event.
Exactly.
In the future, people are going to shoot Bambi a lot, and we don't want the government taking their right to shoot Bambi or clay pigeons away. So right here in the middle of this momentous occasion, we're going to write the Second Amendment The right of the people to stalk and shoot Bambi shall not be infringed. Now, I'm sorry. That argument is completely intellectually barren.
Exactly. And actually, we have that clip, Bob, if we can throw it to that clip. I know you're on fire here, but we got to throw it to the clip of Obama saying he doesn't want to take away your right. He believes in the Second Amendment. He doesn't want to take away your right to shoot and hunt. So let's throw it to that clip right now.
Like most Americans, I believe the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms. I respect our strong tradition of gun ownership and the rights of hunters and sportsmen. There are millions of responsible, law-abiding gun owners in America who cherish their right to bear arms for hunting or sport or protection or collection. I also believe most gun owners agree that we can respect the Second Amendment while keeping an irresponsible, law-breaking few from inflicting harm on a massive scale.
Okay, Bob, you're on fire. Can continue your thought.
It's classic. It's the standard argument. They want the American people to believe that the Second Amendment protects a sporting event and that your president, our imperious leader, does not want to infringe on your right. to shoot Bambi or to shoot clay pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
It's preposterous. Read the Founding Fathers.
Right.
You know, the sword and every other terrible implement of the soldier is the birthright of the American people. As I entrust in God, where it will ever remain, this power in the hands of the people. That was one of those writers, Tench Cox, in the Philadelphia Gazette back in the day. I mean, read the quotes. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. Absolutely not. We agree. You do not need an AK-47 to go duck hunting.
Right.
We agree. Point taken. Problem is, you may need an AK-47 to go tyrant hunting.
But that's what they don't want to talk about.
They want to
avoid that whole argument. They talk about imaginary Hitler and all these other things. Let's talk about the things
imaginary.
That are going on right now. Let's see, we have a president who has drone strikes. We have a president who gives guns. We're not buying guns. We're giving guns to Mexican drug cartels. And he has Secret Service protecting him and his daughter. We're not facing anything imaginary here, Bob.
He's got an NDAA where he reauthorized it, which says that he has the right to kill your sorry behind.
Right.
No judge, no jury,
right.
No habeas corpus, no lawyer,
mm-hmm.
No trial, no nothing. You know what that is to me? I'm sorry. I was born in this country mm-hmm. a long time ago. I grew up with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. When someone in the executive branch of the government says he has the right to kill me, without any due process, that's tyranny.
But it's not that bad, Bob, because if you watch the talk show guys and the late night guys, it's not that bad. Senator Feinstein says she wants to take all your guns, even your little Derringer. It's not that bad. Illinois Senate tried twice in a week, once on a Sunday, to take things simple as pump action guns. It's not that bad.
I will guarantee you, Jakari, that if they work, you may be able to snap their fingers and ban every single semi-automatic weapon in this country. Make them all vanish.
Right.
You'd have some nut job on Prozac go into a gun-free zone school
mm-hmm.
with four revolvers in his pocket and blow away 24 kids, and then they'd be screaming for the revolvers.
Right.
That's what they do. That's their thing. They want us disarmed so they can turn us into slaves. You think that statistically small, but unfortunately a very tragic thing about little kids getting shot, that's terrible. But you want to see what happens to entire societies when their governments disarm them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership has a movie they put out years ago detailing the subject. Over and over and over and over again, even in civilized societies, the government takes the guns away from the people and then slaughters them by the millions.
Exactly.
By the millions. But I guess, like, you know, it's a statistic if it's millions, right?
Yeah, I think that's a Stalin quote.
It's
if somebody
Stalin
dies,
quote.
it's a tragedy. If
yeah.
a group of people dies, it's a statistic or something along those lines. Now, we have one more clip I'd like to throw to. This is Obama talking about the universal background check. So let's take a look at that clip.
First, it's time for Congress to require a universal background check for anyone trying to buy a gun. The law already requires licensed gun dealers to run background checks, and over the last 14 years, that's kept 1.5 million of the wrong people from getting their hands on a gun. But it's hard to enforce that law when as many as 40% of all gun purchases are conducted without a background check. That's not safe. That's not smart. It's not fair to responsible gun buyers or sellers. If you want to buy a gun, whether it's from a licensed dealer or a private seller, you should at least have to show you are not a felon or somebody legally prohibited from buying one. This is common sense.
Okay, so Obama's saying that 41% of gun purchases are done without a background check. First, let's start in your comment on that.
How do they even know that?
Wow, that's a good point. How do they know that 41% of gun purchases are done without a background check if there is no background check?
Yeah, how do they know that? I mean, I don't know. You know, because I'm a firearms dealer, it's a small part of what I do. I'm a hardware store guy, and I have a little small gun department. You know, I'm an FFL, and I do these background checks, right, when I sell or transfer a firearm, okay? How am I going? I'm afraid of finding out this information because it says in this thing that they're going to publish a letter from the ATF to federally licensed gun dealers providing guidance on how to run background checks for private sellers. Okay, you got Bubba Senior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Bubba Senior wants to give his gun to Bubba Junior.
Right.
Okay. How am I going to get Bubba Senior and Bubba Junior to come over to my store and get me to do that for them? You know, just the physical ridiculousness of it is bad enough. How are they going to do that?
Right.
Am I going to become an enforcer?
That's what they want.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? What scares me, Jakari, about this more than anything is these executive orders. Because he already got away with one of them a couple of years ago when they tried to pass a law requiring dealers to report the sale of two semi-automatic military-style rifles sold or transferred to the same guy within the same week. They wanted us to have to, in the border states, they wanted us to have to immediately, by the end of the business day, turn this information over directly to the ATF tracing center.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the law didn't pass. You hear me?
Yeah.
How many? The law didn't pass. So.
But now they're suggesting.
No. What he did, what happened is the law didn't pass. And then he said he directed the ATF to tell us to do it anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now they're saying that you have to, even if you don't have a military-style rifle. I went out and bought a shotgun, and the person, I bought it at a gun show, and the person took my ID and all my identification. So this notion that they don't check at gun shows is completely ridiculous. They take my ID, and they tell me they're calling the ATF.
Well, that's a different thing. They're calling the FBI NICS system there. They're calling the National Criminal.
No, but they told me to my face we're calling the ATF too.
Well, they're not. They weren't.
Okay.
You know, unless you were buying two semi-automatic.
No, I was buying a pump action shotgun.
No. They just said ATF because they meant FBI NICS system. It's a different thing.
Okay.
Whatever. We're still calling the government, but whatever. The point is, there is no law that requires dealers to do that, but they told us we have to do it anyway, mm-hmm. via a certified letter called a demand letter they sent to us in, I think, July of 2011. In other words, Obama acted without the law already. He set a precedent. I am fearful of what is going to come down the pike now, where they're going to require us to do stuff without the law.
Right.
And when you have the executive branch passing laws, I think that's also tyranny. I do believe that's tyranny, you know. I think it is.
Not according to all these pundits and talk show hosts. Now, you touched on something that I want to talk about: military style rifles. You're a gun dealer yourself. There's all this rhetoric about what is assault weapon, what isn't. Because I had a chance to go out and interview some people on the street last week, and this lady was like, "Ban assault weapons." And a guy was telling me that an assault weapon was a fully automatic rifle. And there's also, there's so many vague things. Some people say if your rifle has a pistol grip, it's an assault rifle. So what is an assault rifle? Or military style rifle, whatever the bus term is.
This, what they've done there is they've taken a term which had a definition, and through constant repetition in the press and in the media and in entertainment or whatever, have in the minds of the people changed the definition of what it is.
Yeah.
An assault rifle, the actual definition of assault rifle, is a rifle capable of fully automatic fire. You know, an M16, which is the military version of an AR-15,
has a selector switch on it. You can flip a switch and it'll fire three rounds at a time with one pull of the trigger. It's in effect a machine gun. Okay?
Okay.
That is an assault rifle. The civilian version cannot do that. The civilian version, you pull the trigger once and one bullet comes out.
Exactly.
But they have, that word has been changed in the community, in our culture, by a constant repetition. Same way the word militia has been changed in the ideas of a lot of Americans. Back in 1776, 1787, the definition of militia was the people of the United States capable of bearing arms. All of us. That was the definition of militia. That is not disputable. Okay? Now they changed it to, well, the militia is now a government-funded organization known as a National Guard.
Yes.
And therefore, you don't need all these private citizens having their guns. They have tried to change the meaning of the word militia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. It's called propaganda. And the point of the matter, you know, go ask the UN. The point of the propaganda is to disarm the slaves. The central, I guess one of the central things I want to say, if you look at United Nations literature, and Obama likes to follow United Nations order.
Oh, yes, he does.
You know, like Libya and stuff. Mm. The heck with the Congress, right? We don't need them anymore. The whole point of the United Nations in their glorious rights is you do not have a right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's not in the Universal Declaration. And in the UNIDIR document that I gave Alex years ago, I talked about it on his show last year, the central sentence in there is that military-style weapons in civilian hands make it harder for the state to regain the legitimate monopoly of force. Now get that. State monopoly of force is legitimate. You got it? Think about it. State monopoly of force is legitimate?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to push.
That's their philosophy. And that's what he's doing. That's what the president's doing. That's what all these useful idiots that think everybody's going to be all happy and wonderful if nobody has any guns. They don't understand. They're being used,
mm-hmm.
you know. But the ones at the top, they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, yes, they do.
They want to have state monopoly of force. That means that only the state, only the government has force. Which
exactly.
means you will do whatever you're told, son,
yeah.
or you're going to get a boot in the face and a bullet in the face.
Exactly. Now, Marcus, we probably still have this article, the guy who got shot in his bed 16 times. Now, Bob, I just want to give you this example. People say only the government should have guns. This guy was asleep in his bed. Police bust in. They're looking for his roommate. His roommate's some type of criminal. They come in. They find a guy in his bed. He reaches for a flashlight or light switch, whatever it was. And there it is right there. He's shot 16 times in his bed. They call it justified. That's what happens when only your government has guns.
That happened in Austin several years ago. Multi-jurisdictional task force run by the sheriff, Margot Frazier.
Okay.
She had a SWAT type team break into a drug dealer's house. They told the SWAT team that there were machine guns in there. And the so-called drug dealer's nephew was there sleeping on their living room, and they blew him away.
Right.
They just blew him away. He was guilty of the crime of waking up. Now, that was in the news in Austin, big time. Now, they didn't find any machine guns in there. Oops.
No.
They found a machine gun bullet. The sheriff was holding it up, you know, which could be.
Right, took it out of his own gun.
Maybe not be a machine gun bullet. It was 7.62 by 39 round. It could go on a machine gun, but not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, they did that here in Austin. And I don't blame the officer who shot him. You tell an officer that you're breaking into a house and they got machine guns in there, you're going to shoot the first thing that moves.
Mm-hmm.
I blame the policy. You know, government busting into people's houses when they have a much better way of doing it without all that drama.
Right.
You know, kind of like, you know, in the Waco days, they could have arrested David Koresh anytime they wanted to. Instead, they bust in, you know, and cause all kinds of havoc.
Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, guns in the hands of the government, trust me, people, it's just not a good thing.
No.
Historically, throughout all history, it's not a good thing.
When they're the only one with weapons, why can't you protect yourself? He protects his kids, why can't you protect yours?
No.
Now, Bob, we're close to out of time, so I know you're full of fire. Just give us your closing comments on this historic day in tyranny.
The Second Amendment doesn't give us anything. The Bill of Rights doesn't give us anything. They just enumerate rights we already had by virtue of the fact that we're born. You know, the Second Amendment doesn't give me the right to keep and bear arms. I have a natural right as a living creature to effectively protect myself. The Second Amendment only says that the government can't take away a right that I have by virtue of the fact that I'm alive.
That's a good point.
That's the point. And the other point is I'd love to make, if what looks to be coming down the pike from this plan, the president's plan includes banning military-style assault weapons, that means picking them up.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was curious. Is there a grandfathering clause or anything mentioned in there that you found?
Well, then that won't ban them, will it?
No. Okay. There you go.
Ban them. So this is a White House publication. It says right here, the president plan includes banning military-style assault weapons. If they plan on picking them up, they're planning on picking up the Second Amendment. And if they're doing that, that's treason. And that man should be impeached right now.
Exactly.
And not just for this, for all the other stuff he's done that's criminal. But this is allowing us to stand. You do not mess with the people's right to keep and bear arms. You do not mess with the Constitution. You don't mess with the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the one that gives all the rest of them their teeth. You don't mess with it. You're messing with the whole country. And I can sure understand why Alex is so upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting upset right now, and I don't usually get this upset.
Right. You got some fire in your eyes there, Bob.
I can feel it. You know, this is the assault on the country. They're trying to take the country down, and they're trying to use the deaths of children to make us think it's a good idea, and that's pathetic.
Right. And just since you mentioned that, if we can get a dot cam right here, Marcos, there's one thing I want to point out. You talk about Alex getting upset. He got upset on the Piers Morgan show. If we can get this docu-cam right here, Marcos, I have this article from Piers Morgan. Headline, Piers Morgan admits he is standing on the graves of Sandy Hook victims. This is a tweet that he sent out right here. I'm being accused of standing on the graves of dead Sandy Hook children. If that's what it takes to get action, so be it. Piers Morgan, you see it right there. Right there, Piers Morgan. There's him. He's standing on the graves of Sandy Hook.
Well, that's a great communist philosophy. If it accomplishes the task, do it. You know, in closing, another thing I'd like to say is what needs to happen in this country is all you cops out there all across the United States, you know that if they eventually tell you to start confiscating guns, you're going to be taking them from your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your mothers, and your fathers, and your best friends. And you know in your heart that's wrong. Read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights. Read the Second Amendment. And what we need from all you law enforcers out there is massive civil disobedience to tyranny. And that'll take care of it. If they can't get you to do their dirty work for them, their whole plan falls apart. Thank you.
Bob, definitely appreciate your time, sir, coming out here today. I wish we had a three-hour show to grill this all the way down, but unfortunately we don't. But we'll be talking about this plenty more. And thank you for your time, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
All right, well, that's the end of our show. You know, President Obama did what we thought he was going to do, treachery. And, I mean, this isn't time for we told you shows. This is time for everybody, if you're on the fence, get in the game, get on the right side of history, okay? And just for that, we have the brand new Come and Take It t-shirts. I think this is already one of our top sellers of all time. I think we've had it for a week that I know of. Brand new. You see it has the Second Amendment right there. And it's in the InfoWars shop right there for $19.95. Check that out. You're going to need it. You're going to need this shirt very soon. And also, if you'd like to support this broadcast, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a subscription. Check out the 15-day free trial. You can see Mr. Morgan right there with that wicked devil AR-15 that he loves so much. And check that out. Special reports, the nightly news, the Alex Jones radio show, as well as many other surprises on there. So definitely check that out and support our broadcast. And check us out on YouTube, which you're probably watching us now. But if you are watching us on YouTube, check out PrisonPlanet.tv. That's it for this edition. And they're coming for your guns. So say no. That's the only thing I'll tell you. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News.